Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection. Doug Addison here. August 12, 2020. And I tell you, there's something flowing from heaven. You want to get this into your spirit, into your life. It's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere over you. I'm real excited right now what's happening. And we're in a shifting time spiritually. It hasn't come fully out into the natural yet, but you can change your life right now with what we're going to be talking about. So we pray, Lord, for the continued solutions and healing anointing to come, for safe vaccines and medical treatments of the coronavirus. We pray for those who are out of work, struggling in isolation. We pray for those who are just going through the rough time. And we also just ask, Lord, that you just lift us up right now. We need your encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, be sure to check out my prophetic word for the month of August. I already released it out of my website, DougAddison.com. You'll see it around the internet. It's called The Seer Gift and Anointing Returns. And I did the Spirit Connection last week on it, where I just talked about the details of that. And it's being released, actually got released last weekend, August 8th. It's going to continue to flow to people over the next few months. And again, this isn't like you miss it if you weren't there or whatever. This is just grab hold of it no matter when you're listening to this. So, you know, I want to go through something to help you in this season. Hearing the voice of God is so important. And I want to give you some tips, actually, that I've learned. These are the things I wish someone would have taught me years ago about how to hear the voice of God. It's shifting right now because we are in a global storm. It's a coronavirus pandemic has actually caused us to not be able to hear as clearly as maybe you used to, or maybe you need to shift things and get into it. But God is now taking us to a new level, and we need to shift gears to get there and to operate at this new level. So there's going to be greater revelation flowing right now. And I'm going to be doing a two-part series. This is part one on how to know if you're hearing the voice of God. How to know you're hearing part one next week on Spirit Connection. I'll give you part two of it. And I'm excited about this because this is the answer to the question people ask me all the time. How do I know if I'm hearing from God, myself, or the enemy? And you can do that. And it requires greater interaction in the spiritual realm. On earth as it is in heaven, Jesus prayed in Matthew 6:10. And we need to bring the qualities of heaven into our daily lives on earth, whatever that might mean for you. But we're receiving greater revelation right now. And I just, you know, I'm excited for what's happening because of the Lord will not be outdone in all this. You know, we're not going down. This is not like the end of the world stuff going on. This month, I just really want to help you to grab hold of this, you know, to get into the flow of what's happening in the spiritual realm. And it will change the natural realm once you do that. So this week, I'm going to do the first of two parts, and it's on the five steps for hearing God. This is five steps that I've released. This is the answer to knowing if you are hearing from God yourself or other sources. And step one is to build a foundation. Step two is to cultivate the spiritual atmosphere around you. Step three, track what God says to you. Step four is learn to discern God's voice. Step five is activate it into your life. I've been training people on this for a very long time, and I want to just go over with you. You can use this in next week's training, actually a podcast, to really take you to the next level, depending on how much you put into it. So step one is to build a foundation. First of all, you have to establish a biblical foundation of hearing God. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. That's Ephesians 1:17. That's one of my life verses. I build everything I do on that. The second for the prophetic is 1 Corinthians 14:3. But anyone who prophesies does so for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. So we need to develop a deeper relationship with the Lord, know Him better, and also be encouraging in the process of this. And so you don't have to be a prophet to hear the voice of God. I hope you know that by now, but prophecy and hearing God needs to be a function in the church, business, communities, government. Once it becomes a function, we don't have to have a title. I mean, I'm a prophet, but I don't have it on my business card. It's okay if you do, if you run in realms, you know, if you are in groups that value that, that's fine. But just don't get entitled if you have a title. So you want to be more of a function, a prophetic gift, the ability to hear God. And so 1 Corinthians 14:1, the Apostle Paul said this, follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. You were very encouraged throughout the New Testament to flow in the gift of prophecy. It's really strange that we went through this thing called the cessation theory, which was the fact that the gifts died with the apostles. That's away from the truth. That's what really killed our ability to flow in the Spirit, our ability to hear God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are still here today. And there's groups of people out there trying to discredit that, which is crazy. Anyway, I'll just say, notice that Jesus and His disciples all operated in the spiritual gifts. They could hear God. They operated in all of them. Like, you know, God speaks in so many different ways. We don't want to put them in a box. He'll speak through the Bible, through friends, dreams, and visions, hearing the Holy Spirit in that still small voice, or interacting with angels, whether you know that they are not, prophetic words given to us, maybe through nature and music and the arts. God will speak through seeing, hearing, feeling, sensing, smelling. That's what I call the seer gift that's being released right now. The possibilities are endless because God, He is endless as well. But here are some steps to develop your foundation. First of all, is know who God really is. Jesus said this several times. Luke 11:11, my favorite one, where He says, which of your fathers, if your son asked for a fish, would give him a snake instead? Or if he asked for an egg, would give a scorpion? He goes on to say, you know, the Father is love. He is love. So God is a loving Father. You need to know who God really is. There's an angry voice, a false voice out there going around telling people in people's heads. Maybe it's in your head. Maybe it came from the past somewhere. But you got to get rid of that. God is not angry with you. He's not disappointed. He's for you. The characteristics of God is relational. Notice it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is love. 1 John 4:8, my favorite. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So we need to change any negative views that we might have of God, and we need to know His ways. Like I said, that negative voice that's running around out there that's speaking inside people's heads, telling them, you know, that's a harsh, angry voice. That's a false, Jesus said that they would be false messiahs. That's that voice of the false guy. It's not the Lord. It's the enemy trying to mess with you. You need to get rid of that. Here's how you can build a greater foundation on how to hear God. First of all, believe He wants to speak to you. Unbelief causes Jesus to not be able to perform miracles. So regularly spend time in the Word. You know, that still small voice is going to be there. Sometimes you got to quiet yourself. I know you might be in different situations. Maybe you have kids, maybe you're going to school, working a couple jobs, maybe, you know, whatever your situation is, find what it is. Doesn't have to be in the morning. Just make sure you do it. Spend some time, even if it's just a few minutes, to quiet yourself and ask God to speak. Step number two is cultivating the spiritual atmosphere. You know that there is a spiritual atmosphere. You ever been around a negative vibe, or you feel that negativity? The atmosphere is a surrounding or pervading mood or environment. That's dictionary.com. The spiritual atmosphere is a vibe or a presence that can be positive or negative. It could exist over a person, a family, a house, a church, a building, a city. Start noticing when you walk into places. I like to notice when I'm driving down the street. You know, you can pick up on if the area is struggling with alcohol, or you can pick up on those things. That's the example of it. So in the Bible, we saw that Jesus couldn't perform miracles in one town. In Mark 6:5, look it up. He could only do a few miracles except lay hands on some people and heal just a few people because of their lack of faith or unbelief. That was a spiritual atmosphere. In John 4, Jesus changed the spiritual atmosphere over a person. That's the Samaritan woman at the well. And he'll do this with you. You can walk through this time. You know, you can shift things over by getting into agreement with the good things of heaven, getting in agreement with joy, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, with the fruit of the Spirit. And things that can create the negative atmosphere is unbelief, like I just mentioned. Also focusing too much on the demonic instead of the Holy Spirit and angels, or maybe overly focused on logic can close it down. And we need to condition our spirit and not our minds. Many Christians have taken pride into, you know, proving that spiritual things don't exist. And my goodness, that's not the Lord, you know. If you want to hear his voice, it will require this. So another thing that'll close it down is the fear of the supernatural. Maybe you've been afraid of seeing an angel or seeing something. You need to break through that. Here's how to remove some hindrances to hearing God. Throw off those hindrances by, you know, first of all, not valuing God's voice or the spiritual gifts, maybe bad experiences with the prophetic or with Christians or judging others or unforgiveness in your own heart can cause you to close things down. Another thing that'll close down the spiritual atmosphere is fear. That is a four-letter word that starts with an F. My goodness. Fear of being deceived, fear of being wrong, fear of missing God. You know, fear of being judged or fear of rejection, whatever it might be, you'll need to break through the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. So another thing that will close down the spiritual atmosphere over you is focusing too much on Satan or the evil. If you're looking for demons everywhere, I love Proverbs 11:27 in the New Living. It says, if you search for good, you'll find favor. But if you search for evil, it will find you. That's just saying that whatever you focus on can come to you. You can create, you have these self-fulfilling prophecies happening over you, whether it's real or not. So focusing too much on Satan, the demons, could cause you to miss God's solution at times. There's a spiritual principle. A man reaps what he sows in Galatians 6:7. And so you need to focus on that. Begin to focus. You reap what you sow, so you can now shift the spiritual atmosphere by choosing to view God as a positive, loving God, or and the people around you. I used to blame God for everything that happened to me. You know, one day someone had told me, "My goodness, it was this not God bringing those things. That's the enemy. That's Satan bringing him." And I was blaming the Lord. So some people can have a negative view of God. You need to change that. Maybe get some inner healing. I'll help you do that. Change the spiritual atmosphere around you and with your relationship with God. You can just have a heart-to-heart talk and pray. Be brutally honest with him. He can handle that. And here's some ways to change it over your own life. First of all, prayer and fasting can do it. Worship, blessing, having faith, repenting, removing doubt and fear, getting some inner healing, forgiving someone, having peace, giving, and being grateful. Go on a negative thought and talk fast. That'll do it as well. Boy, that's a good one. Here's a recap. I've only got through two of them. The five steps of hearing God accurately. First of all, is build that foundation. The second is cultivate the spiritual atmosphere. Now, next week, I'm going to do part two. I'll go through tracking what God is saying, learning to discern. I'll walk you through the characteristics of a word from God, a word from yourself. And then number four, that was learn to discern. Number five is activating it into your life. All right, Lord, we thank you that you're moving right now. We thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you would activate this ability. We pray, Lord, that you would cause us to rise up out of the negativity and the negative things going on around us in Jesus' name. Amen. Be sure to tune in next week for part two. And also, I'm doing a special training this month called Discern God's Voice, How to Know Your Hearing Accurately. It's August 22nd, 2020, 10 a.m. And it's DougAddison.com/discern. How to know if you're hearing God, yourself, or the enemy. Now, I did a training on this a couple years ago, and this is a new updated version where I'll be bringing it together. This is the most frequently asked question I have, which is, how do I know if I'm hearing from God, myself, or the enemy? So we'll do a couple hour training on it and give you a chance to ask questions and stuff like that. DougAddison.com/discern. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.